Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Dr. Prather, let's give a COVID-19 update, like we've been doing. What is going on right now with the COVID-19?
Well, we have actually gone into stage 5 here in Indiana. So the governor's actually appointed that, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And good news.
That's good news. So the mask mandate still applies, but restaurants, bars, outdoor venues, gyms, fitness centers, workout facilities, all those places can now go at full capacity.
Full capacity.
Full capacity. So I'm sure that they're really pleased about that. Though that there is still a restriction in Indianapolis. So there's actually 12 bar owners and restaurateurs who are suing the mayor of Indianapolis because, they say the surrounding area has actually opened up, but they haven't. So it's actually a restriction of their free trade.
Okay.
So that's one thing that's actually going on.
So this is, you said stage 5.
Stage 5 of
everywhere,
opening thing up.
But in Indianapolis?
Indianapolis kind of made the news. There might be some places also close to Chicago. Mm-hmm. But for the state of Indiana, as far as the governor is concerned, all those things can now open up to full capacity, which is great news for them. And good news if you're trying to get into a restaurant and can't, or starting to go to a bar. So those things have actually opened up, but there's still a mask mandate, and there are certain restrictions for, rest homes and, for how many. They have to have special permission if they have a gathering over 500 people.
Okay. Interesting.
So that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
Now, the other thing is that is going on is that according to the CDC, they think that about 65 million people have already gotten the virus. From what they can interpret, and that's kind of a conservative number here in the United States. So one of the things that we might start approaching is what they call the herd immunity. Matter of fact, there's a thought that that's actually occurred in New York City because there is starting to be a decline on the number of cases in New York City without the vaccination. So what they can actually assume on that is that the number of people who've gotten it is actually keeping other people from getting it and starting to have its own vaccination effect.
And now, is that what herd immunity, because you hear it a lot, but what does it mean?
Real good question. So herd immunity is where, it's like you've been vaccinated because you've already had it.
Like a natural?
A natural vaccine. Basically, that's what a vaccination is that you've already gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get it through a shot, you can get it through an aerosol, you can plan it, or you can accidentally get it. So when enough people get it and then people are walking around spreading it, then you are already immune to it, so it doesn't have that connection to the next person. So you just fight it off and you don't have it. And basically, with a vaccination or actually getting it, the herd immunity is actually what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a real good news. One of the things is that we are seeing the number of infections going up. We've got 6,800 confirmed cases.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they're thinking about 10 times, so it's almost 70 million people that they think conservatively have had it. There's over 200,000 deaths. There's been 302,000 cases in the last 7 days, but the number of people who are actually dying is actually decreasing.
That's great news.
So, one of the things is that the media is blowing up and the Center of Disease Control says it's terrible that so many people are getting it. But, if we can keep people from having serious effects or dying from it, actually, the more people that get it, the quicker we can get back to normal. Because then we've reached that herd immunity, which is what we're trying to do with vaccinations anyway. So, you know, that's a real important thing. Mm-hmm. And then also here in the United States, in Indiana, you know, the cases are up, but the deaths are actually down. So that's all real positive.
Right, very positive.
Now, they have said Halloween is off for this year.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the here in Indiana, they're saying that they really don't want the traditional Halloween. Mm-hmm. Where you go around and... but they are saying you can't have Halloween parties.
Okay.
Is something that they suggest, or, you know, have designated people that you're going to. But actually just going out and randomly going from house to house is no longer something that's optional.
Okay.
So if you're planning on Halloween for the kids or for yourself, if you go around from house to house, I don't think too many adults do that.
I don't know. I've seen some very, very big Halloweeners.
Yes. So, you know, what we're looking for on that is trying to be creative, trying to find a socially acceptable group where you're not spreading it. So that's the new way of doing Halloween.
Oh, very interesting. A lot of new ways to do different
there's
things.
There's all sorts of options along those lines.
Yes. So when people talk about, you know, this is the largest pandemic in 100 years, I mean, is that true? Because the Spanish flu is what they're referring to.
Right.
Was a level... five pandemic. And COVID-19, what we're in, is what level?
Level two. So, you know, as we're looking at that, 1918 flu, Spanish flu, was a level five. We had the 1957-1958 flu, which was a level two, like we've got now. 1968 was a level two flu. Mm-hmm. And then the 2009 was a level one flu. So, you know, this is a level two pandemic, which is serious, but it's not, you know, it's not a Spanish flu.
Right. So if when they say that, it's really not true. I mean,
right. No, it's not. So, you know, the Spanish flu, you didn't have to have the media telling you that people were getting sick and dying. You could look out in your street and basically see it because so many people had it, and 1 out of 10 people.
1 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're actually dying. So, you know, basically everybody got it. It was a very strong illness. But we are not in a level five. We're in a level two. We should take it seriously, but sometimes we can overreach with that. We have had those back in a level two back in then. We didn't have any of the lockdowns or anything like that at that point.
Yeah, you were saying there was a level two how long ago?
1968. And 1957, 1958 was actually a level two. They didn't do any of those types of things. But one of the things when they first started out, they didn't know. It could have been a level five. So, you know, when you first started it without that knowledge, but as they look back, it probably shouldn't have been a lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Anything else on the update?
No, I think that pretty well covers it.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to be talking about posture. And we have a story from one of our patients in her care on posture. We'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Okay, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up, and then it helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Now, are there risks to wearing masks?
Lowered oxygenation. You can actually increase your own viral load, so you can put yourself more at risk. I don't get headaches, but when I wear a mask, and I don't have TMJ, but my jaw tightens up in the back of my occiput.
Now, are you finding the muscle tension in the jaw?
In the
more
jaw.
More TMJ that you're treating?
Oh, yes. That is just something that we're having a lot of people coming in. The people who had already had TMJ, and they have to wear a mask, there's really a kick up on that. I've had people come in and say, I turn my head and my head hurts, my neck hurts. What's going on? You have something called TMJ. Well, I've never had that before. Matter of fact, I have them put on the mask and they feel the muscles tense up, take it off and the muscles relax. So I'm having a lot of people with problems along those lines, more headaches. It's been a real stressor for a lot of people.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're going to talk about eye hunch or forward head posture. Mm-hmm. Is that a new term now, eye hunch?
That is actually an official new term for it.
And why is it called eye hunch? Where did that come from?
iPhone.
Ah.
So you're hunched over and it's kicked off by the iPhone or the iPad. So they called it eye hunch.
Eye hunch. Is that in the dictionary?
That is actually now officially in the dictionary.
The word eye hunch.
Eye hunch.
What other names is it called? What?
Eye posture, again, for the iPhone, iPad.
Uh-huh.
Forward head posture, you know, which is what we use usually. Poking chin posture.
Poking chin.
A Wearsey.
Okay.
A Wearsey neck.
A Wearsey neck. Never heard that one.
Yeah, it's a combination of well and easy, kind of a term for lazy.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, because one of the things is it's sort of a, gives the impression of lazy.
Uh-huh.
So, lazy neck or Wearsey neck. Computer neck, upper cross syndrome, the nerd neck.
The nerd neck?
Yeah, yeah. Last thing you want as a teenager is to be known as having a nerd neck. Tech's neck, and then also one of the common ones that it used to be called quite a bit was a dowager's hump.
Dowager. Oh, okay. You're talking about the hump in the back.
Yes, for the thoracic spine kind of sticks out. And as people would get older, a dowager is used to be sort of a older woman who was kind of particular or wealthy or something like that. And it was very common for dowager women to have that head forward and that hunchback. So, but now we're getting younger people. So dowager almost always meant someone who is older.
Did that come from someone's name? Wouldn't you love your name being used for a hump on your back?
Yeah, it's not. It's actually not someone's name, but it was a dowager was something that you usually called a single older woman.
Oh, Interesting. So how common is this forward head posture?
Well, it depends on what age you're talking about. When you're talking about older people, it happens quite a bit. And usually as people get older, about 70% of the people have that forward head posture.
70%, wow.
About 70%, which is common as you age, because it does seem to be a process of common aging.
Mm-hmm.
But as you go down in the, it's much less as you go down in age until you get to with the millennials and then Generation X, Generation Z. And then with now with teenagers,
mm-hmm.
it's 90%.
90%.
90%.
Teenagers.
Which, so it goes down in the baby boomers mm-hmm. until they start to get older. I actually, when this whole thing started for teenagers, it was almost unheard of.
Yeah, well, us baby boomers didn't grow up with the...
with the iPhone the iPad. So it pretty well started about 1985, 1988, where you started to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start to see an increase. And the more that it's actually being used among the population, the higher the number of the eye hunch mm-hmm. for, you know, I don't
like
know.
You like using that term, eye hunch. Huh?
Yeah, eye hunch is a, for the iPhone and iPad, just because of the way that people use it. And I actually see that, I had one chiropractor who we had a big lecture on, mm-hmm. and the next day he took all these pictures of everybody who
at
was.
At the seminar?
No, at his office.
Oh, at his office.
And so he has his waiting room, and everybody's hunched forward, looking at their iPhone, just the perfect posture.
Uh-huh.
They had treatments where they were doing therapies, and these teenagers were all in the position that causes the you
why
know,
they're waiting to get adjusted.
No, well, they're actually during treatment.
Oh, during treatment. Not at the Prather practice. Though.
No. We take that away. But he was taking pictures of them as they were doing it right there, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I hadn't really paid attention to this."
Mm-hmm.
But he says, "No wonder we've got this problem."
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's actually done is it's changing the bony posture. So we're actually seeing changes in the jaw, the skull, the neck, the dorsals, that is becoming kind of a standard type of thing.
Well, haven't you talked about, I mean, you've been in chiropractic for a long time.
Right.
But you have seen...
Well, thank you.
since the dinosaur age. But you've seen a difference in the spine.
It's the yeah, what we used to deal with and what was considered standard and what is normal nowadays is completely different. Just because of all the postures that people have. Matter of fact, there is a brand new phenomenon, the occipital protuberance.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a spike on the occipital protuberance. It's that little bump on the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Only for kids, it's no longer a little bump. They actually, it's starting to form a spike on there. And that was something that until about 5 years ago, I had never seen.
Wow, but you're seeing it.
We're seeing it now. And the radiologist that we used says he's getting a lot of those now. But until 5 years ago, he had never seen it before.
What are we evolving into?
I don't know.
Interesting.
But our evolutionary course has actually been changed. It's actually, not only is that head posture is changing the head and neck, but it's changing the entire posture of the body, how we walk, hips. Mm-hmm. So it has a chain effect going down the entire body on how the body's actually working.
So this is a new condition, would you say?
This is a new condition. It's actually, well, it used to be a common condition as you got really old. So in your 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. that oftentimes happens. You know, where that...
Gravity just takes over.
Yeah, gravity takes over. People start to, the muscles start to fail. And the head starts to go forward. Now it's happening in teenagers, so their whole life, and you know, this can be a real serious problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about that. What problems for your health does this cause?
Well, there are specific problems for the head and neck. So there's neck pain, there's TMJ, headaches, all those different types of problems, but it also causes some physiological problems. So it puts pressure on the heart, the lungs, changes how the digestive system works. So your heart doesn't beat as well. Your lungs don't have the same capacity. And then it also starts to affect the digestive system. People have more constipation. Function determines structure, and structure determines function. So as we're changing the structure of the body, the function is starting to actually fail because of it.
Okay.
So it's actually a very serious type of thing, and it's going to cause a shortening of lifespan in people, let alone the common symptoms that people have, you know, with the TMJ headaches, vertigo, all these different types of things are becoming much more common.
So, I mean, this is serious.
This is serious. So, I think that's one of the biggest factors. This eye hunch is going to be one of the biggest factors on reducing the longevity of the next generation.
Well, you talk about this next generation will be the first generation that doesn't outlive the previous one.
So even if you're one of the biggest things that we've talked about is obesity that's occurring in the younger generation is one of the major factors that's causing a decrease in longevity. But this eye hunch, the forward head posture, is probably going to be one of the things that actually contributes, if not as much, but very close to as much as a decrease in longevity.
Wow. Interesting. When we come back, more on eye hunch or forward head posture.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Thanks for the Medicare. For Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For a hip that finally healed. Remember, on prescriptions, generic is a steal. We thank you so much.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
A lot of the people that we count on, we now know that they don't know what they're talking about because they've gotten it wrong quite a bit. Fauci and some of the other people have been saying, well, the death rate's going to catch up. Well, the death rate doesn't seem to really be catching up. And that's because of the mutation. It is much more transmissible, so we can catch it a lot easier. But it also isn't as deadly as what it was. So I actually expect the percentage of people who are dying who catch it actually even going lower. When we talk about looking for a vaccine, our salvation's going to be from that. The goal on that is to get herd immunity. But if it's much more transmissible, more people are getting it, then we're actually starting to achieve that herd immunity. And that will make the people who are more at risk actually safer because people have had it, so they probably aren't going to be transmitting it as easily.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effect Stool Kit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effect Stool Kit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking about eye hunch or forward head posture. That's, we have new terms coming up.
I know.
Eye hunch.
Exciting times.
With my iPhone. So let's talk about what this forward head posture, the different problems and conditions it causes. Let's talk about neck pain the first. Well, how much does the head weigh?
Well, it weighs about 10 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds, about the same as a bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring the head forward, it actually increases the weight of the head. So it'll double the weight of the head. So it puts an extra strain on the neck muscles and on your posture.
Mm-hmm.
So it can kick off, neck pain is a very common type of thing.
Right.
Because of the positioning of the head. If you sit there and you take a bowling ball and you have a straight rod and you hold it up, it weighs that. But try moving it forward. The farther you move it forward, the more it weighs.
Yep, and it just goes forward and then...
Forward, and once it starts, it just keeps falling forward.
Interesting. There's also TMJ. What kind of issues is it causing with TMJ?
Well, we talk about the forward chin posture also. So when you've got the jutting chin, so when your head starts to go out, and if I, because I've got my position really good where my ear is right over my shoulder, but as I start to bring my head forward, if people try that, you can start to feel that the jaw muscles start to tense. And so it can really kick off a lot of TMJ problems. So one of the things is that when we're working on the TMJ, we always have to get that forward head posture back into position. And TMJ can cause a world of problems where it causes a lot of pain, discomfort, and even emotional and psychological problems.
What about headaches?
Headaches. Well, first off, if you start to get some TMJ problems, that kicks off headaches. But also, the main headache nerve is called the greater occipital nerve. And it goes right up, goes from the C2 right on up and across the occiput. And when your head starts to go forward, those muscles that hold that area up in there go really tight, and it clamps down on those nerves. So the increase in headaches is quite dramatic on people with that forward head posture. So something to be very aware of, and we're getting a lot of kids in with headaches, TMJ problems, things that didn't normally occur. And getting that head fixed is just really important.
Just need to get your head fixed.
Yeah, you need to get your head back on straight. And you know, the parents are saying, you know, that iPhone and iPad that you just kind of, it's throwing off your head.
Uh-huh.
And it really is, because we're not made to do that.
Mm-hmm. What about vertigo? Can it be involved with vertigo?
It is. Something that we found quite often is that vertigo is kicked off by that forward head posture.
Mm-hmm.
Because as that goes forward, it actually changes the position of that middle ear and puts extra pressure on there. So it can cause a lot of problems with vertigo and can be an underlying reason for it. And something that we're seeing quite a bit on people, and starting to see vertigo even in young kids. So this is something that we've really been able to see a strong connection with.
Interesting. I had never even thought of it with vertigo.
Right. And that's actually
because the change in the inner ear as that head goes forward.
Well, also, and then the kinesthetic sense. One of the things that happens as your head goes forward, your balance goes off. So a lot of the older people have balance problems because of their head posture. And now we're starting to see a very poor balance in younger people. So this is not only causing inner ear problems, but an overall balance type of situation.
Yeah, because that would throw off your whole center of gravity.
It throws off your whole center of gravity.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What about tinnitus?
Tinnitus is also associated with that because of the pressure on the middle ear. That ringing in the ears is something that, I just recently had some 18-year-olds saying that they have really terrible tinnitus and was coming in for it. And we never used to see tinnitus in younger people. And that's, again, because of the head posture position and something that naturally just really didn't occur.
But you're seeing it more.
We're seeing it now in younger people.
So you're seeing headaches more in younger
people.
Yeah,
and all these things are things that we would used to see in older people, not in kids.
Mm-hmm. Can it affect personality and self-confidence?
Yes. A very interesting thing, there was a Ida Rolph was a psychologist, and she came up with the whole Rolfing. Mm-hmm. And what she found is that you can diagnose people's psychological condition by their posture. Mm-hmm. That was the most accurate way of actually diagnosing it. So she started to actually try to change people's posture to help them to get over psychological conditions. You know, they call it the nerd neck, the wheezy neck, all those types of things, because not only does that position cause some neurological and heart problems and digestive problems, but it also has a psychological effect. When you would be kind of feeling put down or low self-confidence, people hunch over. Mm-hmm. So what they find is that the people who are starting to develop this eye hunch neck have lower self-confidence. They can't look you in the eye as well. Mm-hmm. That their posture is actually determined some of their personality. And so this is actually making personality changes on people, where they're not as sociable, not as going forward, but they're more timid, not feeling as self-confident. So all those things are coming together to cause a real change in this next generation.
What about athletic performance? Can it affect that, I would think?
Absolutely, because it throws off the kinesthetic sense. One of the things that I talk about is you have your kinesthetic sense, and your kinesthetic sense is basically what you talk about for a natural athlete. Mm-hmm. So
how they know their body and space.
Right, right. You actually are aware of where you are, and that's actually what makes it. And that kinesthetic sense is completely, it goes away when you have that forward head posture. So it really affects athletic performance. One of the things that we've seen in people who are starting to go forward, athletes in high school and college, is that their athletic performance really goes down. Mm-hmm. Because their kinesthetic sense, their balance is all off. And if you can bring that posture back in position, their athletic performance really improves, their strength improves. There's a huge type of involvement in all this, and it's becoming a real problem, and it's something that the Center of Disease Control is actually becoming aware of.
Well, let's talk about the good news is this can be corrected.
This can be corrected.
And we see it all the time.
Sure.
And there needs to be, you know, an effort on the person to want to correct it, you know,
sure.
Because it can happen. So let's talk about, especially the different things we do at the Prather practice. We talk about structure function care. That's what we practice.
And one of the things is that really is important along those lines is, especially in young people, extremely easy to make that correction. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things that you should do is chiropractic care. Because chiropractic care is, I mean, the whole purpose of chiropractic care is to change the alignment of the body. So as we're doing an evaluation from the x-rays, we can see that forward head posture, which is basically happening almost all the time. So we actually have adjustments that are designed to bring the head back into a proper position where the ear is over the shoulder. And those adjustments are really easy to do. Consistently, we can actually see a change. And one of the things we do is we have a posture map where people can actually stand up there, see exactly what's going on. And the posture, right after an adjustment, you can see a noticeable difference, which is absolutely fantastic. People appreciate that. The whole problem is that you need to keep on doing that because you've developed the body into a habit of going forward. with that head. And you have to change that memory that the body has. And you do that by consistently doing those chiropractic adjustments to bring that head back into position. And so chiropractic is one of the most important things that can be done for the forward head posture.
Okay, yeah, very important. What role does rehab play? Exercise, corrective exercise?
Well, that is absolutely essential. You know, I feel that the chiropractic is essential to be able to get that. But chiropractic alone isn't enough. You need to stretch out the muscles that have become tight in the anterior portion of the neck. You have to strengthen the muscles that are behind. Also, relax the levator scapula so that they can strengthen up. So you need to get stretching. You need to get some strengthening. You have to do some wall angels to get the thoracics back. So rehab is absolutely critical to be able to get that correction. Otherwise, without rehab, you're never going to permanently change that.
Mm-hmm. Very important. You were talking about the wall angels. You know, there's some really nice
There are very specific exercises. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and believe me, our rehab people have got those down.
And we do posture analysis, which is pretty eye-opening. On a patient, we have a grid. We take a picture. It's actually an app that we use. And people can't believe their posture, you know, after they see this.
Yeah.
Is that really how I stand? You know, and then with the corrective exercise, with the different care, the chiropractic and massage, you know, they see that progress.
Sure.
And then we take another picture midway, and then at discharge, it's really amazing to see the changes.
Well, I mean, just bringing people back up into a normal position, they look 2 inches taller.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that changes everything around.
Let's talk about trigger point therapy. Is that important?
Trigger points are very important, and we've got many ways to work on trigger points because with the forward head posture, matter of fact, that's one of the things that oftentimes will kick off the headaches and the neck pain and the TMJ as the trigger points. And trigger point therapy, you can do that with a spray and stretch. We also use kinesio tape for trigger points, mm-hmm. something that they use quite a bit in the Olympics. And we do the kinesio tape on there so that people are actually holding their posture. And then it goes ahead and works on those trigger points while people aren't there. Because we're trying to keep people in that posture position. We also have the rapid release, which we've talked about quite a bit. That's amazing for getting out the trigger points. And then also we do trigger point injections, which are extremely helpful for getting that out. And so we have many ways of working on that, and a tremendous amount of the pain and discomfort is from the trigger points caused by the forward head posture. So, important part of what we do.
Let's talk about massage. Love my massage.
One of the most important things is massage, because it relaxes the muscle. Again, we see immediate changes along those lines, and we have amazing massage therapists. You know, when we're talking about, we have to get a chiropractic adjustment, we have to do some exercises, we might have to do some trigger point therapy, and then we always mention that a massage is absolutely critical for this, and they say, oh, darn, twist my little finger. But
I gotta get massage.
Oh, no. Also a great time to fall asleep, but very important in getting those muscles relaxed.
Let's talk about some of the equipment. I know at the Prather practice, we do what's called DME, durable medical equipment.
Sure.
That we use. We have a neck brace that people wear 10 sure. to 15 minutes.
And that trains the head to get back in position.
Right.
And again, that's an essential type of thing. We have to oftentimes get their curve in their neck back, so we have a particular wedge type of thing that people train mm-hmm. on, again, using it about 10-15 minutes. So some durable medical equipment is absolutely essential, again, to help to train the body to get back where it is. So the exercises, and one of the things that, you know, as I go through all these things, people sit there and go, wow, that's a lot of things. And I said, well, you know, as you put all those things together, that's what gives us the high success rate.
So what lifestyle changes are important
Well, you know, actually regular computers aren't too bad because you can adjust the keyboard. And then you can also get the computer...
You're talking about desktops, yeah.
Yeah, ergonomically in a correct position. When they went to the iPads, the laptops,
the iPhone,
you know, the iPhones, where you can't adjust all that, ergonomically, it's absolutely terrible for you. Those positions are really bad. If you're going to... Yeah, you know, I walk around and everybody's got their head down looking at their iPhone doing all sorts of things. And, you know, you can't continue to do that and actually expect. So getting your ergonomic workstation and actually working on that and then not doing it when you're not there is absolutely critical.
Yeah, and we have a nice ergonomic checklist people can take home with them and check their space, their workspace. And we really encourage those posture exercises, you know, while they're working. You know,
right.
Like more people are working from home.
And then actually being aware of it, looking in the mirror.
All right. Well, up next, you're going to hear from Judy, a retired dental hygienist whose career caused posture issues, and why she decided to drive from another state to find help at the Prather practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
And Dr. Prather, let's talk about anemia. Why is anemia so important in cancer?
The thing that they find in many cancers, and colon cancer is one of them, if you are anemic, you have a 50% less chance of surviving.
Wow.
If you are not anemic, you have a 50% greater chance of surviving cancer. There was Dr. Warburg in 1931 got a Nobel Prize for showing that oxygenation of the cells is one of the major factors on developing cancer. I know people in cancer research, and how do they stimulate cells to become cancer so they can do a study on them? They deprive it of oxygen. And when the cells are deprived of oxygen, then they start to ferment to get their energy. And as that process develops, then you start to get the cellular changes that lead to cancer. One of the ways that they kill cancer cells is they hit it with oxygen. Oxygen kills cancer cells and keeps normal cells healthy. That's something that's very well proven, very well documented. And how do you get the oxygen to the cells throughout the body? Through the red blood cells. So if you are anemic, that is one of the major factors that go into developing cancer, because you're not getting the oxygenation to the cells. You know, when people sit there and come in and I'm going over their blood work, I said, it looks really good, but you're anemic. They go, oh, that's not, my doctor says that's no big deal. I've been anemic forever, so that's nothing new. You know, nothing to worry about, nothing I'm interested in dealing with. And I go, oh, no. Most cardiovascular disease is because of lowered oxygenation to the heart. And cancer, the number one and number two killers, can be kicked off by anemia. So do not take anemia lightly, and we do not in our office. And one of the things that we do for any of our cancer patients is make sure that they get out of anemia and make sure that they remain in a good place on that.
And you'll find young girls going through menstruation. It's very important to check. Your children, yeah.
Right. Almost every girl who is an athlete in when they're going through puberty are going to be anemic. It's just a guaranteed. So, you know, working on that, making sure that that's taken care of, and checking your children, having, again, a yearly annual check, and fixing those problems, because it is usually a very easy fix.
That's encouraging.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, I have Judy here. Welcome, Judy, to
Thank
The Voice
you
of Health
very
Radio.
Much. Nice to be here.
Judy is going to share her story of how she was helped here at the Prather Practice. Very interesting story. And you are a retired dental hygienist.
Correct.
And how long were you a dental hygienist?
40 years.
40 years.
40 years. Loved every minute of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Some of the reasons you've come in is because of your occupation. I mean, we're going to talk about that. But you come all the way from Illinois.
Yes, I live in the Champaign-Urbana area, so it's about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. What brought you in initially to the Prather Practice?
Well, my husband noticed that my head was a little bit forward, and he said, I think you have a problem. And I said, well, it doesn't hurt. But as I thought about it, I realized I needed to get it addressed. So I saw a couple chiropractors in the Champaign-Urbana area. My gut feeling was telling me we weren't on the route that I needed to be on. Mm-hmm. And so I have a sister that lives here in Indianapolis who is a patient here. And she said, come over here and let's just see what they say.
And you probably went shopping or too when you came.
Well, of course.
Or out to lunch.
Of course. But yes, well, what we found out, I went through an evaluation. The x-ray showed that I had issues between my fifth and sixth cervical vertebrae, mm-hmm. which was a result of my occupation. As you're working on patients, something has to bend forward. And for me, it was my neck area. Mm-hmm. For some hygienists, it's the middle of their back. And I did not realize this was happening. So mm-hmm. after we took a look at the x-ray, we knew where the problem was. And in order to fix it, I needed to go through chiropractic adjustments. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't quite that simple because the muscles in my back from being used to bending forward were now in a position that they shouldn't be in. Mm-hmm. So that was the missing link. When I was going to the other offices, there was no occupational therapy or physical therapy, and something was telling me we can't just do this without the therapy, mm-hmm. which was confirmed here.
Yes.
So I started working with the occupational therapist, came once a week for 14 treatments. It was a commitment, but after the first treatment, I knew I was on the right track. Mm. And so basically they used the rapid release, which helped loosen up those little fibers that were holding my muscles in the incorrect position. Mm-hmm. Then Dr. Dodge would work with, you know, manipulating the spine. And basically it was just a process of getting the muscles to be in the position that they should be in, mm-hmm. stretching, and
so you got
strengthening.
You got the chiropractic adjustments.
Correct.
When you would come,
mm-hmm.
and the rehab, mm-hmm. the corrective exercises.
Really the therapy, the occupational mm-hmm. therapy was critical to this whole process. They did use the rapid release, so I think I couldn't have done the therapy without that rapid release, because I could feel when it would just kind of zing me a little bit, and mm-hmm. I knew that's where the scar tissue was. So, you know, as that started breaking up, it was so much easier for me just to stand in, you know, a normal position.
You could tell.
I didn't really have to put forth mm-hmm. any effort. It was just happening.
So you said you didn't initially have pain.
No.
It was more postural issues.
It was.
And I want to make sure our listeners know rapid release, because we do talk about it, but it's a type of vibrational technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a power sander. But many people find it helpful, and you have especially. So a lot of the exercises, would you say, were postural, working the muscles, balancing them?
Yeah, initially, probably the first 6, 8, 10 weeks, a lot of it was stretching, because mm-hmm. your muscles, they just want it to go back
right
to the same position. So I was constantly stretching. I had to do the exercises every day. As I came in, they would evaluate how I was doing what was previously taught, and then give me new exercises, you know, to work on. Mm-hmm. And we went through that, you know, so we were building, each week I was doing more and more at home, mm-hmm. but it was much easier because you get used to it and it just becomes part of your routine. But without the stretching, I couldn't get back into the position that I needed to be in. And then once we got to that position, then they started strengthening the muscles. Mm-hmm. And of course, Dr. Dodge is keeping me, you know, in the position I need to be in. It made a believer mm-hmm. out of me. You can't really adjust and keep things lined up nicely without those muscles mm-hmm. helping you along the way.
Right.
So if you don't take care of the muscle problem, the structural problem just doesn't, they have to work hand in hand.
Right. So comment you made is it feels lighter. What kind of results have you experienced?
Well, it's just very obvious to my husband that this, you know, head and neck are going back. From what I understand, if you don't keep that head aligned squarely on the body, eventually I would have had issues with balance. Mm-hmm. The decompression between C5 and 6, I think it was for me, would have probably caused neurological problems down the road. Mm-hmm. So there were things that I wasn't experiencing yet, but had mm-hmm. I not come and tried to get this worked out, I would have had it in the future.
There's well, good no for doubt. Your husband, you know, to, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of times we don't see our posture, especially on the side, that head forward.
Right.
But you go out in public and you can see a lot of people's posture is affected in that head forward. And you're right. Down the road, it can cause problems with balance and falls and neurological problems. Posture is so important.
Yes, and it's really obvious now. Like you said, when you go out, mm-hmm. you can see how many people's heads are forward and they don't mm-hmm. even realize it. I didn't realize it. I was not having any pain. So, mm-hmm. But I'm grateful that my husband did right. notice it. And so when I was working with Dr. Dodge, I said, you know, Doc, dental hygienists all over this country need to understand that this is an occupational hazard that can be worked with. Had I known this 30 years ago or 40 years ago when I first started, I could have been stretching and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe seeing a chiropractor, you know, mm-hmm. for, you know, routine checkups. And mm-hmm. But I wasn't aware of it. I would love for all hygienists to realize that this can be a problem and it can, you know, it can be corrected.
And we have gone into dental offices to teach them those exercises and those stretches and postural.
Okay.
And it's important because a lot of times you're working on the same side. Mm-hmm. And so it's repetitive motion.
It is.
Yeah. And it's like you experienced for 40 years. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Judy. Anything else you would like to say to someone that has noticed their head forward or somebody in their family? How would you encourage them today?
I would encourage them just to realize that, number one, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And number two, there's always a solution. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like in my case, I had to find the right office. But when you do find the right office, you'll know it. Mm-hmm. And you'll get results, and it's worth the investment in your health.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.